about to hit the 98th birthday anniversary in April. My goodness, it has been such a rich history here in Jacksonville. And thank you to the team at the Florida Theater for allowing us to be here this morning. And Sarah Kranick is Director of Marketing. Thank you for getting up early with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for being here.
She was the first one here at like 5 o'clock, like, come on in! The water's fine. We're going to have a great time. Thank you for having us here and for the shows this weekend. How exciting. It's also President's Day weekend. You all got some cool stuff going on this weekend.
We do. We have Alton Brown tonight that we're excited about for Valentine's Day. Brian Kilmeade tomorrow. And then we actually have a President's Day sale that we will be announcing later today that will be happening on Monday. We have about 10 or 12 shows that we'll be doing some special discounts for on Monday, so we're really excited about that.
Oh, can you say what shows that'll be discounted?
There's a few different ones. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I can't think of one. There's so many of them. There are a few of them that are in March, yes. Okay. They'll be $25 tickets.
Oh, wow.
So we are really excited for that. So make sure you keep an eye out for our email and social media. We'll be announcing those later today.
Great. Is springtime one of the busiest times for shows here? Is there like a season? But it is year round, but as you've kind of experienced, what have been your experiences with
that? We're busy all year round. But I would say as far as shows, December through March. In March, we have a show almost every single day. Which we are really excited for. We are super busy. And then throughout the summer, we'll be announcing everything for the fall. So we are all constantly busy and, you know, just really excited to have all these people through our doors.
And what about membership at the Florida Theater? How easy is that to get? Is there a cap on the number of members that you guys can have?
There's no cap. Yeah, we love to have as many members as we can get. We invite all of our members to join us in this beautiful lounge that we have here. There's a lot of different perks that come with being a member, including special access to our doors. You don't have to wait in lines. Access to this lounge with a more private restrooms. It's a big deal. You don't have to wait for the ladies' room. So, we'd definitely invite everyone to become a member on Florida Theater. It's super easy to do, or you can give us a call and we can take care of you over the phone.
It's a great Valentine's Day gift.
Absolutely, yeah. Become a member for Valentine's Day. I love that.
I think one of the things that I love is the way you tie in the history. I mean, you accept and really embrace the fact that history is such a huge part of this venue from all the sign. I mean, I saw B.B. King over in the distance. Mm-hmm. That is so much a staple of every show here, even if it's a newer act.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we have newer acts. We have acts who have been here, a bunch of times. Alton Brown's been here a handful of times. We have him coming back today. So, we really do try to have acts that are here for everybody. Some that have been here a million times, some that haven't. So we look forward to that.
Well, we're looking forward to visiting with the team here at Florida Theater over the next couple of hours. We'll have a chance to sit down with the president of the Florida Theater, Numa Susseline, in just a few minutes as we expand, move into the 8 a.m. expanded news feed. And Sarah, thank you and to the team for allowing us in this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Jacksonville's Morning News continues live on location at the Florida Theater this wonderful Friday, and happy Valentine's Day.